Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Anna and the Angels Radio Show. I'm your host, Anna Grace Taylor. You will notice I said Anna Grace Taylor because I decided to add the Grace to my public name, if you can call it that. It's my middle name, and I added it several years ago to my name through my choice because it's a very special name in my family. It also happens to be the name of my great-grandmother, who's very much present with me in spirit, as well as one of my guardian angels. And so it felt like it was the right time to add that to my name, as well as the fact that I discovered several years ago that Anna does mean grace. And so she passed away, my great-grandmother, just months before I was born. And so I kind of like to think that even though my mum and dad had no idea at the time, that she had a hand in my name. So there you go. So that's how I'll be introducing myself from now on. But the show will stay exactly the same. And I'm so delighted to be back with you today because I wasn't able to do a show last week, and I've been so looking forward to this show because Sally Claridge Teixeira has been such a sweet presence online. I've followed her for, I don't know, several months now. We have some mutual friends, and what she does is really beautiful. It's absolutely perfect that we're talking to her at this time after a really traumatic week in the world. There's so much going on, and it's a really important place for us sometimes to gather online on these occasions to really focus on what truly matters and who we truly are, which is love, and Sally really embodies that. She is an inspirational channel, healer, and spiritual teacher, and she brings through the collective consciousness energy of channeling love. She holds a space for physical healing, insight, and spiritual awakening to take place within this powerful healing current. Sally is the co-creator of the Illumination Oracle Deck, and actually we're going to be working with that throughout the show, which uniquely offers guidance through sacred art with channeled words, and she also facilitates the Power of Love workshops and Safari Spirit retreats. So she does a lot, and I'm so excited to have her on the show. Sally, are you there?
I am here, Anna. Yes, hello.
I'm so happy that you could join us. Thank you so much. I know that you're in Scotland and the weather is a bit wild, so we've had the call dropped once on Skype, but I can hear you perfectly, and I'm so glad that we get to do this today because it's such a divine time, I believe.
It is, yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really excited about tonight. My heart stopped, though, when we lost the line, but all is good.
Bless you, I know. I know, technology, it works brilliantly, doesn't it? But sometimes it causes a bit of stress. So just for those of you, of people who are listening, and sometimes people are listening for the first time to my show and they may not know about me, but particularly, you know, they may not have heard of you or the work that you do if they're not familiar with your page on Facebook, or perhaps they're, you know, not even sure what we mean by channeling love. Can you just share a little bit with the listeners about, you know, what has brought you to this place in your life and perhaps, you know, what started you on this journey?
Yes, of course. Well, I actually started in holistic therapies back in 2001. I became an accredited reflexologist and then a Reiki master, then a Reiki master teacher, and that all grew. And through that time, I sort of discovered, you know, a bit more about healing and the emotional and spiritual aspects of healing. And then that grew into sharing workshops on how to read feet and how to understand the body and its messages emotionally and spiritually. And then that led on to discovering automatic writing and then the channeling. And it's just been a journey of real growth and discovery to actually get to this point. And it's been exciting and it's been up and down, but it's really pretty incredible to discover more about ourselves, which is really what channeling love does at the end of the day. It helps you connect with your heart, your spiritual self, and kind of take you out of being human and give you an experience of energy and love and awakening within yourself.
And that is exactly why this is so perfect for today, right?
It is, yeah. There's so much love needed in the world today, and there's so much hatred and fear sort of flowing around everywhere, and everyone's getting so caught up in it. And really the important thing is to always just return back to your heart and hold space with love for everyone involved. And I think that's very important, that we understand not to react out of fear or of hatred, and to just bring ourselves back into that space of love.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I don't know if you saw it, but I saw this beautiful letter that was written by the husband of one of the victims of the Paris attacks. And he was basically saying that he wasn't going to give the hatred any energy, that he was going to focus on the love that they shared. And he wasn't interested in, you know, animosity towards, you know, the terrorists, because that would just breed the same energy. And it's so true, isn't it?
It really is. And it's a really hard message to get across, because if you don't understand what love is, or forgiveness, or compassion, then it's very hard to understand how some of us can stand and just send love out, you know, even to the perpetrators, to the situations, to Mother Earth, to the countries involved. And it doesn't really make sense. But the more you move in your spiritual journey, as it were, you understand that the power of love overcomes everything. And it can transmute the hatred, the fear, the violence. But I really believe that we all need to stand together within love for the change to come about. And I think at the moment it's baby steps. But we're going to get there. I really believe that we're going to get there.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, people can say that, oh, it's a dream and we're not being realistic and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's a reason why we're all, you know, doing these things and discovering this energy. And really, you know, there's more and more people who are realizing the truth of who they are and awakening and wanting to go on a journey of self-discovery. And so that, to me, says that we're heading in the right direction, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I find it really interesting that the people that have come to me and that have experienced sitting within the energy of channeling love, they're the ones that keep coming back, because they get an essence of it. They get an experience of what love is outside of what we know love to be, you know, like the love between a mother and a child, or the love between partners, husband and wife, or between you and your animals. This is a love that really takes you beyond that.
Because I, you know, and you'll probably say this to your, you know, the people that come to you, and I say it a lot, you know, that God, the angels, the divine, they love us unconditionally. And unconditional love is this thing, I think, that we all talk about. And we all say, you know, as you say, oh, I love my partner unconditionally, I love my child unconditionally. But it's such a different kind of love, isn't it?
It is. And I really believe that until you've experienced it, it's quite hard to believe it and to understand it. So you kind of have to put yourself out there a little bit and to give yourself that opportunity just to try it, you know, just to see, you know, what it is.
So what was that moment,
you know, is
for
actually
you?
Out there?
You know, because I know that you've obviously done many things, and it's a beautiful journey of transformation and discovering various different aspects of your healing and how you can be of service. But what was that defining moment that allowed you to really experience that love for yourself as channeling love?
It was actually, I went to an amazing soul empowerment coach called Patricia Iris Cairns, and the universe had conspired to give me the abundance to go and have a full personal day with her. And part of that was to find your purpose and to discover who you are, really. And by the session in the afternoon, you know, my heart was wide open, and just all of a sudden we went into a meditation, and all of a sudden the energy of what I now call channeling love came through, and it spoke through me. And it was the most incredible experience that I've ever had, to feel this force, a force of love, a force of deep knowledge and wisdom, and just, oh, it's really quite hard to put into words, but that
yeah,
was the first time
imagine.
The channeling love came through. And and I remember bursting into tears afterwards, and it was all very overwhelming. But that was the defining moment that channeling love came through, and that was about 4 years ago.
Wow, beautiful. And I do believe, you know, especially on our, you know, in our humanness, we can always have that moment where we kind of wonder what we're doing, you know, like, what am I supposed to be doing?
What on earth am I doing
here?
Why
am I on this planet? I don't know about you, but I ask myself that many times, you know, what's going
on? Every day.
And especially right now, you know, when we have these moments happening in the world, you're like, wow, what is this? What is this about? And I'm really sensitive to all those energies, so I'm having to clear my energy, keep my energy as clear as possible, because I can really feel myself, you know, picking up on that. And then, as you say, just coming back to that truth of, you know, this is love, and we are that love. And so really what we're doing when we're asking that question is we're wanting to connect more deeply with ourselves. And when we say selves, we mean our higher selves, the aspect of us that is connected to all that is all of the time.
Yes.
And it is it's a great reminder, but it's also, you know, I believe that part of our journey is to kind of have that little dance between the two that is very human, and that also can know and experience all that you just experienced, because I believe that we are supposed to be in our bodies for a reason, aren't we?
I believe that you can be very, very spiritual, but you actually have to be human as well. And I like to say that I don't really go along with all the lovey-dovey, fluffy sort of attitudes sometimes, because I think we have to remain grounded, because at the end of the day, we're human. So we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And it's all very well being caught up in, you know, a wave of enthusiasm, and we all go around hugging each other and wearing our lovely flowery skirts. But at the end of the day, we all have to be human, and we all have bad days. We have our grumps, we have our ups and downs, we have our challenges. And keeping it real, I think, is really important. So we don't get carried away on hype. We stay completely centered and grounded, and we can love unconditionally. We can do all the amazing things and have all the incredible experiences through the energy of love. But at the end of the day, we still all have to do our washing up, or we have to do our laundry and go out to work. So I think it's really important
and actually,
to
stay
real.
I think part of it is to, you know, at least in my experience, when people come to me, they want to know that I'm a human being just like them.
Yes.
You know, that I do know what pain is, and I do have bad days, and that I do get frustrated, and I, you know, and actually that, I believe, is also part of what draws people to us who are wanting to grow and learn, and to know that actually it's not something that just a few of us get to experience. It's actually something that we can all experience.
Yes. I believe that absolutely everybody out there has the potential to feel themselves as love, to know what true love is, to meet themselves as a spiritual being. Absolutely everybody has that potential, because that is part of who we are. But what's the biggest step is actually wanting to do that and being drawn to do the journey and to have the self-discovery. But
absolutely.
It's who we are.
And part of that, part of, I know, your journey in recent times, and being able to share that, you know, in a tangible way also, is your beautiful Illumination Oracle deck that you created with Jo Beth Young. And I have a copy. I love it. The artwork is stunning. I love your messages. And I just wanted you to be able to share that. I know that we can't do a visual right now, but maybe we'll post one or two on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Anna Taylor Music Angel. And yours is Channeling Love, right, Sally?
It is, yes. My Facebook page is Channeling Love, and that's with two L's. And the address is Channeling Love SCT. Yeah. So it's Channeling Love with my initials afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. And mine, the reason I give up my long address is I forget. Now actually there's less Anna Grace Taylors than there are Anna Taylors, because lots of people used to say, I've typed in Anna Taylor and there's like 50 of them or something, you know. So it's actually Anna Grace Taylor if you just type in that. But we'll definitely, I want to share some more of your, because they're so beautiful. But can you just share a little bit about how that came about? Obviously, there's probably much more to the story than we can give justice to, but I want to get, you know, give people an idea of them. And also, we're going to perhaps pull a couple of cards, aren't we, so that people can really receive a message from them today.
That's right, yes. I'll tell you a little bit about the cards, and then we'll pull three cards so we can get an overview, and we'll do the set the intent for the reading to reach everybody that needs to hear the message, whether they're listening now or tuning in later. But the Illumination Oracle was a beautiful creative project that was brought to me actually by Jo Beth Young. She's an incredible healer and intuitive, a musician, an artist. She's the whole shebang. She's incredible.
And she's going to be on my show, actually, amazing... in a couple of weeks' time, so yay.
Yay.
We'll have to do the other part of the story with her.
Yeah, the other side. Well, she approached me because she had these amazing paintings that she'd done over many years, and she was wanting to make them into an oracle deck. And she'd started, but was just feeling that there was something missing. And she asked me if I would write a channeled message for each card. And I do automatic writing. So all the channeled messages that came through on the energy of channeling love. And the funny thing was that she sent me all these paintings, didn't tell me what she was thinking of using them for in the cards or what the titles would be. And I just wrote, and then I would send them back, and she would send me another message and laugh and say, oh, if only you knew what that card was going to mean and represent. And we eventually chose, 48 cards, and it was just amazing how the image, the beautiful sacred image that she painted, totally fits with the channeled message, and that was without us even thinking about it or collaborating or planning anything. So there is a magic to the deck, and it's between the union of the sacred art and the channeled message. So yeah, we're very proud of them, and we've actually sold out of our first print run, which is
how exciting.
Yes. So we're just moving through the processes of getting our second print run organized. And yes, we've run workshops with the cards, women's retreats, and we also have a page on Facebook, the Illumination Oracle Deck, where we share a daily card and a weekly reading, so people can come and find
us there. Oh, definitely, I'll share that then. So that's what I'll share when we finish the call and everything. I'll share that later on with everyone so that they know where to find you too.
Oh, fantastic! Thank you.
So, can we ask that the three cards that are meant for all of us be shared today?
Okay, right. Okay, so I'm just pulling the cards now. I didn't want to do it earlier because I thought we really have to do it in the moment. It's so important to just keep it in the moment and present. So the first card that's coming up is Magical Home. And this is really, really interesting. Because it's the card that can, on a more practical and material level, it indicates a point of, you know, a point in time where you're actually ready to move house, where the vibration has changed around you.
Very
changed,
interesting, because
grown.
That was a message I shared today on my page.
Oh, was it really?
It was. Not
fantastic.
From the card, but from my own channeled message, it was about moving house, yeah.
How fantastic. Well, I think because we're doing like a general reading here, I'm going to read it. It really feels like it's more of a people coming home to who they are, people coming back into their hearts, and it's a change in vibration where people want to be more authentic, more genuine, and they just want to be themselves. So the illusions are going to drop away, the facades are going to drop away. And people are coming home to who they really are, and they're coming back into their hearts. So that that's how I feel the magical home wants to be seen just now.
Beautiful.
And the and the next card is really interesting. It's calm and chaos. So
wow.
And it's sitting in the present position. And this is a really, really powerful card. And it's the kind of like the card of destruction that has to happen for the change to come through. And the overriding message is really for everybody to stay completely centered and calm and peaceful and to let the chaos reign around them, but not to jump into the drama, not to jump into the story, not to jump into all the hype that everybody is getting caught up in. And just to stay completely centered and focused within their hearts and to stay totally present. Because I really believe that what is for you will not leave you. So if something in your life isn't working, if something is falling apart or it's just not going very well, then there's a reason for that. And we're not to try and really force and hang on to things that aren't working. So it's quite a powerful message for change coming through the chaos.
Beautiful. That is so, that's so apt, isn't it?
I know, spooky.
I really believe, you know, that there, even through the trauma that we're seeing on a worldly level, that if we can really, as you said right at the beginning, really focus on our own peace and our own sense of who we are, then really that's what creates change. It's not looking outside of ourselves, but really our own lives being centered. And so whatever else is going around us starts to become a reflection of that. And that's what peace in the world is going to be, isn't it?
It totally is. We have to hold the peace within ourselves, and we have to hold the unconditional love within ourselves, and we have to remain in it. As soon as we step outside of that, we attach to the drama, and the hype begins all over again. So it's just so important for us to remain like the eye of the storm, completely still and in trust as well.
Yeah, big faith and trust required in our personal and global lives right now.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So
and
the third and the last card is a golden harvest, and that is such a beautiful card, and it's sitting in the future position. So what we're looking forward to is reaping the rewards of the harvest. So this is when all the seeds that you've sown, all the work that you've put in, all the maybe the self-development work, the self-discovery, the following your heart, to follow your dreams, all of that is going to come to fruition. And on the card, there's actually an angel who's got one foot in the field, and she's almost taking off. She's almost flying. She's following her heart. And it's just the reassurance that when you follow your heart and you do all the work to make your dreams come true, you will receive the rewards from it. But sometimes you have to wait a little bit longer than you necessarily want to.
Right.
But everything will come good, yes.
That's a lovely
outcome. Full of hope, isn't it? It is. It's a really positive outcome. And the overriding colour of the card is the golds, the reds, the oranges and the yellows. And these are the colours that reflect abundance, creativity, action and inspiration and fire and having the energy to step forwards and to really create something wonderful. So the whole reading really moves from everybody being in their hearts to being still while the chaos reigns around them, and that the good is actually going to come. So it's a really lovely, reassuring reading for everybody to feel and to receive.
It is. In fact, I would say that couldn't really be more perfect right now. So thank you, divine love. Thank you, all beings. It's just such a beautiful message, and I could feel the power of that, and you know, I know that there's probably not time for us to do, you know, any more readings as such on the line, but I know that you offer these amazing channeled readings, don't you, Sally?
I do. I call them illumination soul readings, and they're done through automatic writing, and there's various sizes and different layouts that you can choose from. So the readings are kind of like a sideline, as it were, to the actual channelings that I do every week, and also to the membership group. So, yes, the readings are absolutely there.
Oh, yes, you have a membership group. I was going to say, if people were, first of all, if they want to find just more about you, your website is channelinglove.com, yes?
It is, yes.
Channelinglove.com, and in that you've recently created this membership group where people can really receive a lot from you and be part of this community that you're building. Can you share a little bit about that in the last couple of minutes of the show?
Oh, I'd love to, Anna. Yes, the Channeling Love membership group is something that I'm really passionate about, and it's really people can come and have a 2-week free trial, and within those 2 weeks, they can participate in the weekly channelings, which are only for members. So the energy comes through, you sit within the energy, receive the healing and guidance, and I share a written message afterwards from the energy. And I also do live online readings, so people can have a reading every week as well. And there's also, participating in the group and meeting other people and daily inspirational posts. So there's a lot
it
going
is.
On
I'm
there.
It is. I'm part of that. And I just, it's lovely
you
to,
are, yes,
to really
I love
gather
it.
Together with people with the same intention and just people wanting to receive and learn and grow and share together. It's beautiful. And I would say it's, if it's something that speaks to you, definitely check that out, because what you're doing, Sally, is so needed in the world. And I'm so grateful.
Oh, thank you so much, Anna. And I have to admit, I've been following you for a long time before we actually found each other through Facebook and through mutual friends. And it just feels very serendipitous and auspicious that everything is coming together, just in the last few months.
I know, isn't
people
it?
Are really
it's
being
crazy.
Drawn
I was
together.
Just saying to you that I've never been to Scotland. How about that? I don't know how that happens, but I've never been, so it sounds like I'm supposed to come at some point.
You absolutely have to. I've lived abroad, away, for so many years, and it's just in the last couple of months I've found myself back here, and it's really quite incredible. There's something very special about Scotland at the moment. So, yes, you must come up here.
I have a feeling that is definitely on the cards for 2016, and it's
Yay!
Wonderful, because actually I've not really ever, in my previous years or for a long time, I've never really kind of had that, like, oh, there's a reason for me to come. So I love that you'll be part of that. And I agree. I think many of us are coming together. I think that the one beautiful, or lots of beautiful things about being online, but I do think that one of the amazing things is that, we do get to meet people that we wouldn't otherwise meet, and that's such a gift.
It's incredible, and I've always said that healing knows no boundaries, but now that we've got the internet, we know no boundaries either. There's absolutely nothing to stop us connecting with anybody, around the world, and that is a beautiful freedom, and it's also very empowering. Because it means people
it
can
is.
Gather
and talking
together.
Of that, I know that you also we don't have too much time, but I did want to mention that your work also takes you to other places, and you do this amazing safari as well. So if people wanted to check that out, if you have a passion for animals and have always wanted to, explore that with a beautiful person like Sally in a really safe. I would really recommend that. I would definitely go if I didn't have so much going on. But, again, who knows? You never know what's going to happen. So please do check Sally's information out. We have run out of time, Sally. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, so
but
quick.
Let's be on the show again together.
I would love that. It's been an absolute delight, Anna. Thank you so much for inviting me. I've really loved talking to you. Thank you.
Oh, you're very, very welcome, everyone. And so grateful for everyone being here. As I said, in a couple of weeks' time, we have the beautiful Jo Beth Young, who is the other half of the Illumination Oracle deck. And she's, as Sally said, a musician, an artist, all kinds of things. And actually, I've just discovered that she's not been very far away from me all this time. So it's another connection that you don't really realize that's there until you go on the internet. So I'm always grateful for that. And I'm so grateful for connecting with all of you around the world, wherever you're listening, whenever you're listening. Know that Sally and I are sending you much love from our hearts. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.